Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How important is JPJ? That's James Pierce Jr. You'll hear from Jeff Olbrich talking about the scheme and his edge rusher coming up. Also, Divine Diablo. I said Divine Diablo is back and healthy, and what Olbrich had to say about him on this defense as the Falcons OTAs continue. You'll get a chance to hear from Drake London and Kyle Pitts coming up as well. So stay there, as we've got a lot more in store for you when it comes to our Falcons. One of our discussions today, guys, has been it's Tua's job to lose. It's what I believe. It's what I think after hearing Kevin Stefanski yesterday and hearing others talk about where he's at in this process. It does not mean he is going to win the job. I do think it's his to lose because, Mike, right now, if this is a race, he's got a little bit of a head start. So with that head start, guys, it's allowing him to get the more reps, right? Even at OTAs, you might say it doesn't matter. I always say if it didn't, let's cancel it. They haven't. He's getting more opportunity right now because Penix can't necessarily do all the things that he's doing.
And we said it earlier, guys. I mean, if you look at even on a down year where he got benched in Miami, he's still eighth. He's in the top 10 in completion percentage in the NFL. He's always been accurate. Stefanski says, look, that's a God-given talent. You can't coach accuracy. Some people would say Fran Tarkenton has said that. And then we looked at Michael. Michael came in at 32nd last year in accuracy. So in addition to learning the new offense, getting under center, doing the play action, waiting for the knee to get to 100%, he's also got to be more accurate. These are all things that, you know, it's a long laundry list of things that have to happen for Mike to win this job.
You know, and look, I hope that everything plays out perfectly for him, but it might not.
And we're just giving you the information right now. And then we had Lewis Riddick go on TV. We'll talk more about it at 5, but Lewis Riddick basically said, hey, it's Tua's job to lose, to your point.
No, oh, it is, man. 404-726-0929. And as we talk about this, it's one of the things that, you know, look, there's probably, Mike, I'm just thinking out loud right now, maybe four storylines for our Falcons as we get ready for camp in July. One of them is going to be obviously the wide receiver room. They feel like they've improved it. They went out, Jahan Dotson, right? They drafted. They feel like that's an area that we're going to be improved in. It's something we'll be watching.
And it's something, you know, I read an article today, ESPN.com. They were basically breaking down everybody's offseason free agent moves.
Okay.
I thought it was a little bit off the mark because it talked about, you know, Jahan Dotson. They thought that maybe we overspent for a guy that, you know, there wasn't such a big market.
I didn't feel that way. We didn't overpay.
It's 2 years, and that's why I said it. I thought it was really getting out of ticky-tack. Not to mention, you know, where does he fit in the offense? Like, they're not talking about the draft pick, so there's no mention of Zachariah Branch, but made it sound like it wasn't a great move. Like, you're betting on the come. And guys that are first-round picks always get extra life or extra opportunities to reestablish themselves.
And
I don't blame Ian Cunningham for that because there was something that made him good enough to initially be drafted by the Commanders and then fall to the Eagles.
Yeah, and the other part, as far as, you know, what we're watching out for, and these are things we're not necessarily discussing now because we got to see what this looks like, is that linebacker room. You know, we joke about Divine Diablo. Him being back healthy is great. Who's going to be his cohort? Who's going to be the Caden Ellis this year, Mike, and pick up that slack?
Well, Jalen Walker, according to what Ulbrich's been saying, well, Jalen Walker's going to be asked to really assume the role of Caden Ellis.
Look, I think they're going to use him all over the field. There's no debating that. But you also went and signed a bunch of linebackers.
Yep. All on one-year deals.
So somebody's got to play a little bit more than somebody else. Jalen's going to be on the field. I'm wondering what Christian Harris and all these other guys going to look like.
It's a great opportunity. We initially thought that it would be, you know, Divine Diablo with Christian Harris side by side, but then the comments, and we'll play some more. We got tons of audio for you in the Falcon Report at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. But Olbrich basically saying that, you know, he almost wishes that he gave Jalen more stuff to do last season.
Yeah, it might have been an overload, though.
Right. And again, the snaps, Caden Ellis, 1,100 snaps. It was about 432 snaps for Javon for last year. So we'll see. I know that in Georgia, that's what made him such a tremendous draft pick, and we thought he'd never get to us, but we never thought he'd fall to 15, because you can use him in a myriad of ways all over the field.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how that's going to look. The main thing for him is just being healthy during camp so he can be utilized in the way that they want him to be utilized. Last year, he was fighting those hammies and all the stuff that was going on. Right. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Find us on social media. You can also call us and text us at 404-726-0929. You can always get into the conversation. Phone lines are always open if you have a thought or two. You completely disagree with the assessment that Tua, it's his job to lose. That's fine. We had a guy call in and say, well, I think you got to be, you know, very careful with both of these quarterbacks. And then he threw the what if they get injured. Guys, everybody around the league has that scenario.
Yeah, I mean, that's
everybody.
The question is it your quarterback's first injury? As we said, you know, Daniel Jones becomes a savior in Indianapolis until, you know, he blows out, he has the injury, the Achilles, and then all of a sudden, or was it knee? For, I forget which, it was the knee. But Daniel Jones goes down, they're stuck with having to roll the dice with Phillip Rivers at the end of the season, and now Daniel Jones comes in, and now you're worried about him because is he 100% healed? Is he going to get back to speed and doing those things he needs to do? You know, Jaden Daniels was a guy that, I mean, he was all world. He was like Caleb who? When Jaden Daniels came out, and then he gets hurt and misses some time. And then the Commanders kind of take a backslide. And now they've loaded up. They had a really good offseason. So they're
new coach.
Right. And the soundbite, you know, Dan Quinn, it was pretty funny. One of his linebackers looking around him and was like, guy was cussing. I saw it on NFL Network. He's like, we got this guy can kick ass and that guy can kick ass. And he's basically going through all the guys on defense. So don't sleep on the Commanders. I call it a sophomore jinx for Dan Quinn, but coming back this year.
Well, he lost his quarterback, right? I mean, right. Jaden Daniels wasn't 100%. That played a role. But, yeah, I think they've retooled the defense. And they got younger, Mike. They needed to get younger on that defense, and they've done that. Hey, while we're talking football, let's hear from Drake London, Mike, because he was asked about Kevin Stefanski. I want you to listen really closely, if you will, okay? Here's what he said about Kevin Stefanski.
So far, he's doing his thing, and he just brings, you know, accountability and honestly just pushing us to be the best that we can be right now. You know, we're never complacent, and I think that's the big motto right now, is just never be complacent at all and just keep on pushing forward and striving for greatness. And that's what he's kind of implementing it in, like, probably the most chillest way ever. But right, yeah, at the same time, he's like, we're about business, and I love it.
Okay. First thing he said is accountability. I don't take that for granted. It's something Mike and I have talked about. It's something we discussed at the end of last season. Then the firing played out with Raheem Morris. And what did Arthur Blank say he learned from the research firm that he hired? There wasn't enough accountability in the building. There you have, right, Drake London, Mike, saying the first thing, well, Kevin Stefanski, well, it's about his business and he's holding us accountable. Really?
That's the thing. When you were on vacation last week and I was working with Abe, we had the same, basically a very similar soundbite from Bijan Robinson. And same thing. And me and Abe were like, aha. And that's why, you know, some guys are being down. Again, Raheem Mary, he's yesterday's news. He's a defensive coordinator with the 49ers and wish him well. But we tried to tell you last year and the year before. But this, you're hearing it from the players. They're telling you. And you know, we didn't say the other guys weren't accountable. The first thing he says is accountability, which most people would say, well, maybe you weren't getting that with the previous regime. That's how most of us viewed the soundbite or listened to it, I should say.
When you get a new boss, if you've had the fortunes of this happening to you, and I've had many, when you get a new boss, there are things that fall into place. And when you start talking about that individual, he or she, Mike, if one of the first things out of your mouth is, well, yeah, man, we got a new boss. Man, they hold us accountable. That tells you everything you need to know about the former guy or the former lady.
Right, that's it.
That's it.
I guess some folks just don't read between the lines with some of this stuff, but it's pretty apparent to us. And it's apparent. The Bijan quote was basically very similar in nature about, you know, the detail-oriented and all the things that you need to have happen. Look, you can be a player's coach. That's great. You know, and usually the players are going to pick. It was like there was even Arthur Smith had the players had his back. There was no dissension. But you've got to be organized and you've got to have things where they need to be. And Raheem never you saw it by virtue of the coaches that he hired that were bad hires.
But you also saw it on the field with the mistakes, right, that were made. Not enough men on the field. The kicking game mistakes.
Plays not being called into the quarterback in time. You know, things like that.
Right, that's basic stuff.
That's attention to detail.
Yeah. All right. Let me hear Drake talk about how excited he is for the wide receiver room. We just mentioned this, and I just want you to hear from our star wide receiver because he's got a lot of new faces in that room with him now.
Yeah, just ball players. I mean, Jahan, you got OZ back, which I'm stoked about. CB, you got ZB. Yeah. I mean, you could go down the list, really. Drum, Casey. I think we just have a lot of versatile guys that are kind of right now, like I wouldn't say Jahan or OZ or anybody like that, but guys who also, too, like – are flying under the radar a little bit, who can really, really ball. So I'm really excited for them to go out there and showcase that and just show the team their value right now.
Yeah, look, I hope that is the case. I like the Jahan Dotson signing because I said there's a lot of upside there. In Philly, they already had paid their wide receivers. He wasn't going to get the run there, Mike, and the snaps. So, you know, he becomes expendable. But the bottom line for him is he can come here and really prove himself and maybe become a weapon. And ironically, he was asked yesterday about what he wants to do here, and his direct quote was, "I want to be one of the greatest wide receivers in the NFL." No debate, no clowning around. Like, that's what he wants to do. So this is his opportunity. You didn't get that kind of those snaps in Philly.
Right.
Let's see what he can do here. Whoever the quarterback is, if he can make plays, stretch the field for us, I'm all about it.
It's rare that a guy, you know, goes to a team, you know, at this stage of his career, this will be his third team, and really gets the traction. Unless, you know, a testament to what we just talked about with Stefanski and his offensive pieces and how Tommy Rees gets him involved. I mean, with all due respect, I'm more excited about Zachariah Branch than I will ever be about Jahan Dotson.
Well,
just
you
because
should
on
be.
The upside.
And, well,
I think
he's a rookie.
And he's a guy that you can put him all over the field. It's not like he's a gadget guy. Yes, no. He can do that, but he can do everything.
Yeah, I just feel like you always get excited about the rookies because there's promise.
Right.
When a guy's been in the league and you think that's what he is, that's the rarity of when a guy turns his career around and does something really special. But for our sake, I hope Jahan Dotson does. I hope he's a player.
It would be the exception to the rule. But and that's why, again, I saw that as Bill Barnwell did the breakdown on ESPN about the free agents and thought the Tua thing was brilliant for all the things that, you know, you've already talked about, the same reason that Kyler Murray's in Minnesota. It's a cheap option. He's a guy that, you know, can, as Lewis Riddick said, has been there and done that at a high level. And if you can get if you get him at 80% of what he was 2 or 3 years ago with what we've got on the other side of the football, we got a good piece. And that's a winning formula right now.
Yeah, I just think people think he's just not a good quarterback based on the circumstances that he was in last year at the end of the season. And he is. As a matter of fact, I think he's better than anybody we've got on the roster right now. When you just talk about experience, Mike, and the things he's been able to do, doesn't mean he's going to be great for us. But
yeah,
that's the difference.
Look, they built the thing around him. So unless my...
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike McDaniel just completely lost the script, which a lot of people have said. He did also. He had some awful games last year. Tua Tagovailoa had some horrible games.
Well, he threw three picks, but going into the game with us.
That's why he had a great game against us, and he reverted back. And then shortly thereafter, down the season, he gets benched.
Play calling. Hey, man, coming up, we'll talk about more Falcon stuff. But when we come back, we got to hit some college football news and notes, and we'll do that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.